From Tidbits on February 3rd, 2014, this is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, by Tidbits staff. The Omni Group has released Omni Outliner 4.0.1, a maintenance release to the Flexible Outline and Information Organization app. The new release updates a number of templates and adds the new Compact template, plus adds a new tutorial section to the in-app help. The update also fixes issues with sorting, styles, and HTML exports, ensures inline images are displayed when using Quick Look, and disables tooltips for truncated rows until they can be properly implemented in a later release. Also, as noted in Jeff's article, version 4.0.1 introduced a bug where the outline doesn't show the results of move keyboard commands when the cursor is within a row. Omni is aware of the bug, and it should be fixed in the next release. Omni Outliner is available in a standard edition for $49.99 and a pro edition for $99.99, with the latter receiving AppleScript support, additional export formats, and a number of interface customizations. Note that as of this writing, neither the standard or pro editions in the Mac App Store have been updated to version 4.0.1. Econ Technologies has released ChronoSync 4.4.4 and Chrono Agent 1.4.5, with a number of bug fixes that should improve overall stability. The ChronoSync automated synchronization and backup app addresses several instances of crashes, including when certain types of email servers are configured, copying data to an interconnect's share space, closing sync documents after manually running a sync, and posting information to a sync document's log. It also fixes a bug that applied incorrect permissions to read-only, locked files that are safe copied, and ensures that the installer correctly replaces all previously installed components. The Chrono Agent utility fixes a crash that occurred when the agent is asked to collect information on all mounted volumes. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.